Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good morning. You are with Todd and Todd live from Chicago and the Assembly Show. Manufacturing Revival Radio on location. Todd, we've dealt with this organization before. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, I am too, because you can see the buzz. This whole place is alive, but you look around that Ingersoll Rand booth, and there's just an extra buzz happening over there.
Yeah, no, it's a hot property on the show floor for sure. Say hello to Richard Campbell. He's a vice president of product management with Ingersoll Rand. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thanks, Todd. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Richard, before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Gosh, I'm a mechanical engineer, so I've been on the technical side for a long time, and I hit my 30th year with Ingersoll Rand coming up very soon. Spent a lot of time in a number of our businesses, so this is a very, very exciting thing for us, and it's what we do at many of our businesses. We're a manufacturer and an assembler.
Outstanding. We'll go deeper on Ingersoll Rand. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, Ingersoll Rand is a 142-year-old company. 1871, Simon Ingersoll patented the first rock drill, and that's where Ingersoll Rand was born. Since then, we've diversified. Today, we have a number of different brands that you're aware of. One is our Ingersoll Rand brand, our Train air conditioning brand, Club Car golf carts, Slag locks, Thermo King refrigeration. So we're a very diverse manufacturer. Specifically here at this show, the things that are important to us are air compressors. We serve this industry with products from the very largest. We've done the Hoover Dam. We were part of the Panama Canal. We helped build the New York City subway system. We show our tools. Our tools are here that are very important to the assembly business, from the line of impact tools that were developed back in the 1930s where we patented them, to today we're introducing great new technology around cordless transducerized assembly tools.
Well, outstanding. Well, I'm a customer. I got a Train unit back at my house.
Thank you.
Good. Richard, you've been talking about the products.
Yeah.
And gosh knows, that's awfully, awfully important.
Right.
But the services aspect of what Ingersoll Rand brings to the table, especially in industrial and assembly kind of applications. Talk about the services.
Absolutely. You know, the people that use our products today, while the products might be fun, it's about what the job is. And does it do the job? Our role is to make them be able to do their jobs easier. So it has to be up and running. And so we have a full line of services to support our products to make sure our customers are up and running at all times. It's about uptime, and it's about productivity. If we're not saving them money and helping them do their job better, they're going to choose somebody else.
All right, and we're coming to you from the Assembly Show, and we're speaking with Richard Campbell with Ingersoll Rand. Walk us through Ingersoll Rand's QX tool series. Now, we understand that's a game changer. Why?
That is the one of the coolest products we've come out with in a long time. The reason is, and we were just talking about what that customer needs, they're looking for precision. They're looking for feedback. The tool has to tell them what's going on. Is it meeting the objective of the job? They're after safety. So one of the things that this new product does is it provides a more safe work environment. There aren't hoses and cords that follow it around. And then cost savings. And this new product brings cost savings in a number of ways to our customers.
Okay, cost savings. You have my attention. You know, at the end of the day, regardless of what somebody is assembling or building, they're in the money-making business.
Absolutely.
So talk a little bit more about the cost savings. Where does that come from? How do customers realize it?
It comes in a number of ways. One is with technology. We're able to bring the job, do jobs that before were only done with very expensive DC wired tools. So the ones that are, you know, have a controller built in on the wall, it's got a long cord that goes out to the job. The user has to drag it along around what they're doing. The cords are very expensive to maintain, and they break because they're constantly being bent. With this new technology one, we totally get away from that. So that the end tool is very similar to what you'd find in a DC product, except for it's got microelectronics built into it at the tool. So it can either be done as a standalone tool programmed by the user at the job, or it can be tied wirelessly to our programmable control modules to be able to be tied in through the network of an assembler and totally programmed wirelessly. So
that,
it's very, very exciting.
Blows my mind to think about that, because I had a summer job in a factory where I was a wire dragger. So what you're talking about really hits home. That's a lot of expense associated with that really doesn't add value to the job itself.
It doesn't add value, and it creates an environment that is potentially less safe. You have trip hazards, et cetera. So that's a big deal for us. Then new technology around electronics, around batteries. Cordless tools today aren't the cordless tools of 5 years ago, where you thought of it as a less expensive throwaway tool. Today, this is an integral part of where we see the business going and what our customers are asking us for.
Todd, in my mind, you will always be
a wire dragger. Yeah, so I know. I shouldn't have said that with you listening.
Hey, Richard, you're exhibiting here, obviously, at the assembly show. Why are you here? What value does participating in an event like this bring to an organization like Ingersoll Rand?
Well, the customers that are here, they're out here walking around today, these are our customers. And these are the guys that use our products. We're over in the booth. We're talking to them. They're giving us feedback. I was just with a customer who gave me a very specific piece of feedback. He wanted us to add to this new tool. He's one of the early adopters to the new QX line. And he said, well, here's what I need you to do for me. So, you know, these guys use it every day, and it's great feedback for us. Plus, it's a way to introduce customers that maybe you're in an environment where it's a little old school, and there's that out there. You know, there's not the focus and the culture of change. This gives them the ability to see it, talk to people that are using it, and help move that along. And we're seeing that today with even some of our largest customers, that there's a culture change going on, and they're looking for this type of technology, and how do they change the way of the past.
You said Ingersoll Rand's 149 years old, was that right?
Only 142.
Only 149. And no organization
survives
that.
You're 149 years old.
Almost, but not quite. You can't survive that long as an organization without being innovative. So
yeah.
Talk a little bit about this, just the culture and how you maintain that innovation.
You're right. That's very important. And if we aren't innovating, we will die. So we have to bring new things to our customers, which is why you've seen Ingersoll Rand change over the years and the new products we bring. The things that we're bringing here today is real innovation, but it's about listening to the customer. It's about them telling you what they need, how do we make their job better, and then bringing the new technology that we have access to and putting it in a package into a solution to help them be more productive. And that gets back to if they're more productive, they save costs.
And they come back and buy
again. And they come back and buy again. Absolutely.
Richard, on this show, as you can imagine, we've talked from people from all walks of life in manufacturing, from those that are, as you define, some are old school in their thinking and a little risk averse and a little afraid of change, to those that are on the cutting edge, just as Ingersoll Rand. Do you sense, though, that the overall market, everybody in this building, for instance, there seems to me, Todd, I don't know if you agree with me, quicker pace of adopting change and new technology. Are you seeing that as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's important. In fact, you see it here at this show, and one of the things I'm hearing from the other experienced people, they're saying this show is bigger. They're saying this show is more exciting than it's been in the past. And that means that the customers are showing up asking for new and better stuff. So that is driving that culture of change, which is very critical. If it's not led by the customer, it doesn't happen. Mm. And they're the ones asking for it, and we're excited to see that shift. The pressure on the manufacturers and assemblers and every company is greater and greater. Competition's coming from every angle. They have to adopt new things. They have to be able to take risks that they used to pass on in the past.
Richard, go ahead.
So that's what I see here, and that's exciting for us.
I think, my observation has been, there's another component to all this innovation and the pace of change, which I agree is happening faster. I mean, Ingersoll Rand has got a tremendous breadth of capability, but you can't do it all. So it's more than just Ingersoll Rand and the individual customer. It's other partners and other folks that have knowledge as well. Talk about how you work that partnering aspect of all this.
Well, it's very evident here. In fact, as you walk around the booth, we're You know, we're a tool manufacturer. We're air compressors. We're bringing solutions about how to assemble better. There are guys. Adhesives is a big area that's coming. And you look around, you walk around, there's a lot of adhesive guys that are building specialty applications. Well, one of our products is the back end of that application, which is our aero fluid pumps. And we actually partner with a number of the other solutions providers here to bring vinyl solution, which is adhesion, and how do they glue stuff together better and get rid of mechanical fasteners. And we're integrated into that solution through our pumping products. And so we're partnering and making that happen for the end user.
Todd, I guess you could say there's a lot of competition in this building.
Maybe a little.
But there's an awful lot of partnership, and that rising tide lifts all boats mentality that I love about this industry.
Yeah. That's why Manufacturing Revival Radio exists, because of exactly those kind of stories.
Celebrating just that story, absolutely. Richard, I hate to say we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Ingersoll Rand?
Well, I guess first, come by our booth. So we're booth 110. We're right at the entrance, and we've got 15 associates here today in bright red shirts that are ready to talk to anybody.
You're out of uniform then.
Well, the reason I'm out of uniform is they'll come ask me a real technical question, and then I have to go ask somebody else. So it's they're wearing red for a reason.
He's the media person.
I got it. I got it. Yeah, the star.
Richard Campbell, Vice President of Product Management with Ingersoll Rand. Richard, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd and Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Richard Campbell, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, everyone at Assembly Magazine, I'm Todd Schnick. This has been Manufacturing Revival Radio, broadcasting direct from the Assembly Show. We'll be right back.